Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Special counsel Robert Hur testifying before a House committee on the classified documents case of President Biden. Hur says politics played no role in his assessment about Biden's memory and age and his decision not to recommend charges, though he noted Biden willfully retained documents. ABC's political director, Rick Klein.
Both parties, frankly, are arguing that there's a double standard at play. Democrats are saying there's a double standard in only looking at Joe Biden and focusing on his age and his gaffes and not looking enough at Trump. Republicans saying there's a double standard here in charging Donald Trump for his handling of classified documents and not Joe Biden, even though they are very, very different circumstances.
TikTok could be on the chopping block here in the U.S. Lawmakers getting briefed today ahead of a vote tomorrow on whether to ban the platform due to security concerns. Consumer prices edged up in February to 3.2%, higher than what analysts projected. Just one factor the Fed board is watching as it weighs when it might start lowering interest rates. This is ABC News. In Texas, a state district judge has blocked State Attorney General Ken Paxton's efforts to shut down a charity that helps migrants.
Last month, three state agents showed up at El Paso's Annunciation House demanding to see records about migrants it served. Ruben Garcia is the group's director.
It is very clear that Annunciation House does nothing wrong. It is not wrong in America to help people.
The Attorney General says the group does more than just help, that it's a safe house for undocumented immigrants. Judge Francisco Dominguez says the Attorney General has, quote, run roughshod over the charity, and he's temporarily blocked its demand for records. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Two more colleges say they're reinstating standardized tests for admissions. Brown University and the University of Texas at Austin are the latest to bring back mandatory SAT or ACT scores. That follows similar recent announcements by Dartmouth and Yale. Many universities dropped the requirement during the pandemic. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The heat stays cranked up for today, too, as we spike to the mid-60s. With winds a bit breezy today, there's a high fire danger risk. Avoid burning. Otherwise, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds as we enjoy this unseasonably warm day. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The nine people who died in a Friday morning crash in northwest Wisconsin have been identified. Ted Allen has more.
The Clark County Sheriff's Office says eight people from an Amish community in western Virginia were killed when the van they were in pulled in front of a semi-trailer on State Highway 95 just southeast of Eau Claire. And those passengers in the van that were killed ranged in age from 46 years old to 6 months old. The driver of the semi, identified as 51-year-old Daniel Lidicote, died at the scene of the crash, the cause of which is still under investigation.
The reward for a missing Manitowoc County boy is now up to $40,000. Police in Two Rivers said yesterday they have raised an extra $15,000 for information on 3-year-old Elijah Vu's location. He's been missing since February 20th. His mom and her boyfriend are being held on neglect charges. More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include consideration of a proposal from Oak Ridge Engineering for the 2024 dam inspection, discussion and possible action on repealing and recreating the ordinance on remote meetings, and there'll be reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. A Mondovi man charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and use of a dangerous weapon in connection with a crash that killed 56-year-old Tammy Jarecki in May of 2023, has pleaded not guilty to the charges. 41-year-old Kenneth Van Meter made the plea in Eau Claire County Circuit Court yesterday. His next court date will be May 10th. Now, back in May of 2023, authorities said witnesses say that Van Meter was driving at a high rate of speed on Claremont Avenue when he hit Jarecki's vehicle, which was stopped at a stoplight on Claremont Avenue. Police say an Eau Claire man accidentally shot himself outside a downtown bar over the weekend. That happened in the early morning hours of Sunday. Police say the man was outside of the bar showing off his new gun, and he accidentally pulled the trigger. The man was hit in the arm. He is expected to survive. A house fire in Sparta caused about $20,000 in damage. Fire Chief Christopher Reese said responders received the call about the fire just before 8 p.m. on Saturday. The fire was contained to one bathroom. Reese said the homeowner closed the door to the bathroom where the fire was first seen. That probably reduced spreading the flames and rising temperatures. No injuries were reported in that blaze. Walleye are spawning early in northern Wisconsin, which means Chippewa tribal members are spearing them. Jonathan Gilbert with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission says this is the earliest he can remember the spearing start. Gilbert says the tribes are taking a careful count of the number and sex of the walleyes they're harvesting and will supply that data to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR will then determine walleye bag limits for the general fishing season. The tribes are asking for room to work and be safe while members are out on the water. Wisconsin's governor made his case for more PFAS money in one of the communities hit hardest by the so-called forever chemicals. Governor Evers was in Marinette yesterday to demand that lawmakers give him $125 million to start a PFAS grant program. Republican lawmakers want to use the money to clean up drinking water across the state, but the governor says he will not sign that new law to do that. The governor says he wants to hold polluters accountable, while Republicans say the governor's targeting anyone who finds PFAS chemicals on their land or in their water. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not a affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services has received a $7.96 million grant from the Wisconsin Public Services Commission to fund three projects across Pepin, Pierce, and St. Croix counties. The money will be used to install high-speed fiber optic services in the towns of Pleasant Valley, Frankfort, Pepin, Stockholm, Maiden Rock, the villages of Elmwood, and Pepin.
Fiber construction will begin over the next several months. Work is currently being done to prepare the infrastructure to support fiber. Construction will continue through 2024 and into 2025, with home installations beginning at the end of 2024. Over the next 6 months, information will be provided to homeowners and businesses through a series of meetings and events. The city manager in Eau Claire wants the state to look into the Chippewa Valley Hospital's sooner than expected closing. HSHS yesterday said Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire will close next Friday instead of the original closing date in April. Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch says she wants the state to look into the circumstances of the closure. She says she is shocked by the lack of corporate responsibility. HSHS announced that it's closing Sacred Heart as well as St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls because of costs and industry pressure. HSHS yesterday said it's closing Sacred Heart early to maintain, quote, safe and quality care, unquote. Eau Claire's Democratic State Representative is running for re-election. State Representative Jody Emerson yesterday said she'll run again this fall. She's been at the State House since 2018 and won in 2022 with 65% of the vote. While Emerson will continue to represent Eau Claire, her district will change a bit. Wisconsin's new political maps shift to most districts in the state, and the new maps also make the state more friendly to Democrats. Meat manufacturer Johnsonville has recalled more than 35,000 pounds of meat after multiple reports of black rubber. The Wisconsin-based company recalled its ready-to-eat Polish kielbasa turkey sausage after at least two consumers reported the material. That, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service, the product was produced from October 30th and 31st and was shipped to retail distribution centers in several states throughout the country. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A lizard from Marathon County is in the running to be the next Cadbury Bunny. Apollo the Bearded Dragon was rescued by the Marathon County Humane Society back in 2022. He now lives with Michael Straub in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and is among the 32 finalists in the Cadbury Easter Bunny Contest. Fans can vote on which non-bunny should get the honor this year. Straub says Apollo is just like any other pet and cuddles just like a dog or cat. You can vote for Apollo at Cadbury's Instagram page. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The heat stays cranked up for today, too, as we spike to the mid-60s. With winds a bit breezy today, there's a high fire danger risk. Avoid burning. Otherwise, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds as we enjoy this unseasonably warm day. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
At Target, our prices for Easter are so low, you can put all your eggs in one basket. Surprise them with Target-exclusive Favorite Day treats, like our unique chocolate bunny and a cute basket, all from just $4. Add in some fun with a six-pack of bubbles, 50-piece sidewalk chalk, and super soft stuffed animals, all from $5. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with women's and girls' dresses for only $20 and under. Low prices on everything for Easter? Now that's Target.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
A busy day for the Packers on the first day of legal tampering in the NFL with the new league year right around the corner. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers releasing running back Aaron Jones in favor of former Raider Josh Jacobs, who gets a four-year, $48 million deal. 26-year-old Jacobs finished with career lows in nearly every stat category with the Raiders last season, including yards with 805 and rushing touchdowns with six. In January, GM Brian Gutekunst said Jones was the heartbeat of the team. In February, he was asked if Jones needed to take another pay cut.
You know, we're working through all those contracts. That's part of this. We just got the cap number, so now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things and how it fits and what's going to be best for our football team. But those are always hard decisions.
Packers also released tackle David Bakhtiari, which saves more than $20 million in cap space. The team addressed some of its secondary concerns, agreeing to a $68 million deal with Giants safety Xavier McKinney. He had three interceptions and 116 tackles for the Giants last season. Packers safety Darnell Savage has found a new home, getting a three-year deal with Jacksonville, and guard John Runyon will sign a three-year, $30 million deal with the New York Giants. Vikings looking for a starting quarterback after Kirk Cousins left for Atlanta. Cousins gets a four-year deal worth $180 million, $100 million of it guaranteed. Cousins spent six seasons with the Vikings, but only led the team to the playoffs twice. Horizon League Men's Tournament, the Milwaukee Panthers knocked off Northern Kentucky 82-75 to advance to the championship game tonight against Oakland. B.J. Freeman scored 22 of his 27 in the second half in that comeback victory. And the women's bracket, Green Bay beat Purdue Fort Wayne 64-55 and will face Cleveland State later this morning in the women's championship game. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Español.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
An important day when looking to November for Gibbs. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Joe Gibbs Racing teammates led much of Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race at the Phoenix Raceway. A race won by JGR driver Christopher Bell in the largest margin of victory with the new generation race car of 5.4 seconds. Team owner Joe Gibbs believes that it is an important result when looking to the championship race in November, also held in Phoenix.
I just so pleased with the effort at the race shop, all of our guys. Everybody knows how important Phoenix is.
All four of Gibbs' cars led laps and finished well, with Ty Gibbs crossing the line third, Martin Truex Jr. seventh, and Denny Hamlin 11th after having to recover from a mid-race spin. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Don't you just hate it when the forecast calls for sunshine and then it rains all day? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A California company can create forecasts tailored to your location as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
My dad always used to say, when it rained 40 days and 40 nights, we only got two tents. Weather forecasts from the National Weather Service encompass a broad area. Sometimes the temperature or rainfall in one part of your county is vastly different from what happens on your farm, which can make daily management decisions tricky. A new company called Benchmark Labs in California has developed a system to target weather forecasts for your specific location. CEO Carlos Gaitan says they use data coming from LOT sensors on your farm that monitor environmental conditions.
It's hardware that combines many sensors that record their usually relative humidity, temperature, wind speed and direction, maybe solar radiation pressure. We get information from the farms with these sensors, and then we correct the forecast of the National Weather Agencies to match or to be more accurate, more reflective of the conditions at the farm level.
He says web and phone apps will give real-time data and weather forecasts.
We use current information from the IoT sensors, but we also get data from the National Weather Services to provide a forecast up to 10 days into the future at an hourly level. Farmers care deeply about what is going to happen in the next 24 hours, and we provide them a forecast for those variables for the next day. And then in the web and mobile app, they can see the forecast over the next 10 days.
Gaitan says this technology can improve the accuracy of weather forecasts at your location by as much as 60%. Learn more about this weather forecasting technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Barn is committed to supporting those who uphold the Western way of life. Denim plays a major role as a robust material that holds strong in a rugged environment. Since 1947, the Wrangler Authentic Western Jeans have brought long-lasting denim to all who embrace the cowboy lifestyle. Boot Barn is proud to support this bold legacy, one that's just as iconic now as it was then. Wrangler at Boot Barn.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing two trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Sunshine 59 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. Milk markets are lower. April down 15 to 1577. May down 4 to 1630. June down 7 to 1706. July down 6 at 1771. Cheese markets today, barrels down 4 to 142. 40-pound block steady at 143.5. 4 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 3 to 283 and a quarter. 1 trade. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 117. 1 trade. Dry whey up a half to 42 even. No trades on the day. The livestock markets are moving higher today as the markets attracted trader interest. With both pork cutout values and boxed beef prices higher, the market has now found ample support. Still, though, no cash cattle trade has developed. It's likely any trade is delayed until the second half of the week. April live cattle up 57 cents to 188.17. June up 90 cents to 183.92. August up 97 cents to 183.02. March feeder cattle up $1.10 to 249.35. April up 87 cents to 253.97. May up $1.35 to 256.72. April hogs up 215 to 85.42. May up $1.75 to 92.35. June up $1.25 to 102.30. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are mostly mixed, with the trade touching nearby resistance levels in early strength before fading slightly. The daily wire remains quiet. Early second crop corn in Brazil should progress, with planting still solidly ahead of average, but there have been some reduced estimates for this year's second to Brazil corn crop. Soybeans moving mostly higher as the trade's pushing to fresh highs for the move. South American weather should allow for Brazil's harvest to continue well past the halfway point. Now, the daily wires were also quiet today. Wheat markets were mixed, with the trade working to consolidate through nearby resistance on the KC contract after the last two strong sessions of the trade, still working to push back $6 nearby. No cancellations were announced today. And that's concluding the run there. The dollar remains at the lower end of the trading range. Matif wheat continues to also hold above recent lows. March corn now up 6.25 to 434.5. May and July both down a half. May at 441.25. July 453.25. New crop down 1 to 471.75. March beans up 11 to 1176. May up 9.75 to 1189. July up 9.75 to 1201.5. New crop up 9.25 to 1182. Meanwhile, March soybean meal down 3. Behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Looking for new opportunities after 100 years of export success? We'll talk about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The 100th anniversary of USDA's Agriculture Outlook Forum last month put a farm trade at the top of mind. Agriculture exports have been expanded a lot in that time.
What we have really seen over the past 100 years is rapid and really expansive agricultural export growth. We've seen this because we've seen productivity gains in the United States, technological advancement, and market liberalization.
USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Alexis Taylor says that the billion-dollar farm exports before World War II doubled by war's end. New market access of the Soviet Union and China led to a 400% increase in exports in the 70s. Then the booming farm economy in the last two decades led to a record $200 billion of exports in 2022. And while there has been a downturn in U.S. agriculture exports over the past couple of years from those record highs, Taylor thinks they're still very strong and at the high end of the records, even if they're not projected to be higher this year.
Part of that is we are seeing some strong trade headwinds. The strong U.S. dollar, for instance, makes the United States a very attractive market, but also makes it harder for us to compete in markets around the world. We're also seeing increased competition come online, particularly from South America.
That's why USDA created the Regional Agriculture Promotion Program, where they're investing $1.2 billion over the next 5 years to partner with the agriculture sector and develop new markets like Southeast Asia, Latin America, and Africa.
Where we see over the next 25 plus years some really great economic opportunities. By 2050, one in four people on the planet will live on the African continent. And so an opportunity to invest in some of these new markets, less traditional markets.
Traveling the world, she says climate change, resilience, and how food is produced is a topic everywhere she goes, from the government to buyers of the product.
Consumers are demanding it. They're asking those questions in the United States, and we're seeing it all over the world as well. And I think there's a real opportunity here. Nobody is more sustainable and more productive than our farmers and ranchers in the United States. But we are going to have to continue to produce more with less. Less land, less water, different changing climate patterns, and making sure that trading systems are open to new tools, new innovations that come down the pipe. I think there's an opportunity here for our producers to be able to capitalize on that consumer demand.
USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Advisor Alexis Taylor. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. AM radio is critical to rural America, that according to the National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. Speaking at the NFU annual convention this week, LaRue says automakers shouldn't limit access to information.
In terms of like emergency information and getting the word out, obviously that is a key part of making sure that everyone continues to have access to good information, including AM radio. So the idea of placing restrictions on that really cuts to the core of one of the themes here at the convention today. And that is, if we are going to continue to have a strong democracy and continue to make sure that folks can stay informed and make sure that we have good information out there, that requires good access to information, good access to all sources, regardless of where you're at, particularly in rural America. That is critically important in a disaster, but also all times. And so AM radio access continues to be a hot issue.
Ruth says it's also a concern of quality of life in rural America.
That's just right. There are so many things that we can point to, whether it's access to broadband, right, or whether it's access to adequate healthcare facilities and so forth. You know, rural America kind of takes it on the chin in so many different ways, limiting access to information to actually help them in their communities and with their livelihoods on the farms is just really going the absolute wrong direction. We will continue to fight.
The National Farmers Union has come out in support of the AM for Every Vehicle Act. Past Wisconsin Farmers Union President Dennis Rosine was recognized at the National Farmers Union's National Convention. Rosine was awarded the Meritorious Service to Farmers Union and to American Agriculture Award. Rosine served as Wisconsin Farmers Union President from 1988 to 1994 and provided strong and stable leadership throughout the tenure. Following his presidency, Rosine continued to serve on the WFU Board of Directors and represented his district for 41 years. Because of his leadership, WFU now has a stable and financially strong footing. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced on Monday the finalization of a rule to align the Voluntary Product of USA label claim with consumer understanding of what the claim means. Vilsack made the announcement during a speech to attendees of the National Farmers Union's annual convention in Scottsdale, Arizona. Vilsack says this final rule will ensure that when consumers see Product of USA, they can trust the authenticity of that label and know that every step involved. USDA's final rule allows the Voluntary Product of USA or Made in the USA label claim to be used on meat, poultry, and egg products only when they are derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. The rule will prohibit misleading U.S. origin labeling in the market and help ensure that the information consumers receive about where their food comes from is truthful. Establishments voluntarily using a claim subject to the final rule must comply with the new regulatory requirements by January 1st of 2026. Farmers not yet enrolled in the Agriculture Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage Program for the 24 crop year have until March 15th to revise elections and sign contracts. Both safety net programs delivered by USDA's Farm Service Agency support farmers who experience substantial declines in crop prices or revenues for the 24 crop year. Producers can elect coverage and enroll in ARC County or PLC, which provides crop-by-crop protection, or ARC Individual, which protects the entire farm. Although election changes for 2024 are optional, producers must enroll with a signed contract each year. If a producer has a multi-year contract on their farm, the contract will continue for 2024 unless an election change is made. If producers do not submit their election revision by the March 15th deadline, the election remains the same as their 2023 election for eligible commodities on the farm. For more information on ARC and PLC, contact your local USDA Service Center. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Another warm day today in our ag weather forecast. We'll have relative humidities in the low 20% range, and we could still have that elevated fire danger as well. Now, cooler air will begin to move in later on today. Now, it looks like we'll also see some rain return on Thursday. The best chances for the wetting rain continue to reside along the I-90 corridor. Now, it looks like temperatures will be more typical of mid-March, and they'll make an appearance starting next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 61 to 66, relative humidities at 18 to 23%, northwest winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, lows 33 to 38, relative humidities at 68 to 73%, northwest winds at around 5. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 58 to 63, relative humidities at 26 to 31%, northwest winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Friday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow, highs 35 to 40. And for Monday, partly sunny, highs once again, 35 to 40.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet dualize. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world, and a man.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survived tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Man, they weren't playing. They sure threw those cuffs on quick. You tried to sweet talk them. They didn't fall for it, but I did. You were on the left, I was on the right. I knew you didn't smoke when you asked him for a light. And I laughed, he got mad and slammed the door. Swear your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. By the time they let us go, I was so ready to go. There was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. Was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Oh. And side by side and locked in tight, they were taking their time, but we didn't mind. We talked and we laughed, we sat real close. By the time they let us go, I was already gone. I was already gone, baby. I fell in love in the back of a cop car.
Film on Dolby Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It was 6 in the morning when I made the county line. There's someone I got to talk to, I can't get it off my mind. He is just a kid, and he's in a pretty rough spot. Two dimes to make a phone call, that's about all I've got. How's my boy today? I know it's been 3 weeks, but you know how far I've got to go these days to make ends meet. And how's your mama now with her new living frame? Oh, how I hate the wounds that never seem go their separate ways. In a way, I'm glad there's someone there to fill the empty space. Tears of understanding streak down a dirty face. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do, 'cause I don't. And I don't get to see him half as much as I had planned. There's so much I need to tell him, so precious little time. A little rain on the window and a little wave goodbye. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on there's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas, I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ought to be. So catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. You ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy, take a truck, take a Chevy, baby just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town, why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down. Go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. baby, run.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
I'm jealous of the blue jeans that you're wearing and the way they're holding you so tight. I'm jealous of the moon that keeps on staring. So lock the door and turn out the night. I want you all to myself. We don't need anyone else. Let our bodies do the talking. Let our shadows paint the wall. I want you here in my arms. We'll hide away in the dark. Slip your hand in my back pocket. Go and let your long hair fall. I want you all to myself, to myself. I'm jealous of the song that you've been singing and the way it's rolling off your lips. It might be selfish, but I'm thinking I don't need nothing between you leaning for another kiss. Way.